Well, once again, I am here in Chicago, Illinois at BI's PERS Symposium here, and Dr. Scott D is standing here with me, and he is with Pipestone Vet Clinic, and you have a long history with in the vet medicine field, and specifically swine, but you focused your efforts into research right now. So tell me a little bit about what you do for Pipestone.
I direct a Pipestone research program, which consists of running trials across four different research facilities as well as across the 40 sow farms within our system.
Well, and today you talked to us about the airborne research that you've been doing with the PERS outbreak and the virus. So let's specifically talk about that and the current status that you're in. Basically, you're evaluating the chance of airborne PERS outbreaks across the Midwest. Break it down into simple science for us and talk about your conclusions.
Sure. Well, we are a strong believer in air filtration to prevent airborne virus introduction to farms. And it's an expensive proposition. So one of our goals was, can we prove that there is indeed virus in the air outside our farms? And if we can, how often is it there? What quantity is present? And how many different varieties of viruses are circulating around our farms? So we conducted a study in the fall of last year and found, to our surprise, that the frequency of airborne challenge was very high, the quantity of viable virus in the air was also very high, and the diversity of the virus types which surrounded the farms was extremely high. And so we're still studying that a little bit, but it was a lot of very interesting data from that project.
Basically, the conclusion was the airborne risk is high and it's real. Air filtration and a vaccination at the wean to finish were the two conclusions that you presented. The filtration, you talked about cost. Let's talk about that. Is it cost effective? Can the farms afford to do this with the price of pork these days?
Without a doubt. Historically, we had costs of all the way up to $250 a sow to filter a retrofit to redo an existing barn. Now, when we're building new barns with filters, those costs are down to $130 a sow. So we've cut those costs in half. Mm-hmm. So without a doubt, if you are getting infected on an annual basis, it's a very, very cost-effective venture.
Let's talk about the vaccination.
Yes, that was a real interesting question we had about, in the neighborhood, if we have lots of infected wean-to-finish barns around our sow farms, what can we do to reduce the risk of airborne virus from the wean-to-finish barn to the sow farm? And what we learned was if we vaccinate those wean-to-finish pigs, we'll significantly reduce shedding of airborne virus to the neighborhood, as well as improve pig performance in the wean-to-finish timeline. So it's good for the farmer, it's also good for the neighborhood. That's why we do it.
Well, take home message for your audience here. What do you feel that they need to remember?
Well, first of all, that the airborne risk of PERS virus is real. Secondly, for the sow farm level, we have to protect it by two ways, preventing new virus introduction through filtration, and also by reducing the risk of neighborhood challenge by vaccination of wean-to-finish populations. So filter and vaccinate, that's our method for control.
Well, thank you, Dr. Scott D. with Pipestone Vet Clinic once again here in Chicago, Illinois at Behringer Ingelheim's PERS Symposium. I am Jamie Johansson.